Return to regular operations. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Southwest Airlines says flights should return to normal Friday after days of massive cancellations. The carrier blames the weekend's weather, but its flight attendants union says outdated software is the cause. Union Vice President Corliss King.
We have been explaining to them the effects of this lack of improvement in technology has had on our members on the front lines.
She claims it's causing flight attendants to be overworked and stranded overnight at airports. More countries are considering COVID testing of travelers from China.
The U.S. and other nations announced new travel policies from visitors from China. They will need to provide a negative COVID test before boarding a flight. But Italy taking it one step further, announcing it will test arriving passengers from China. Cases of the coronavirus have soared in China since the government lifted its zero COVID policy. In London, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
Asheville, North Carolina says water to all its customers should be restored by Friday night after the recent cold snap left a water production plant inoperable. But many southern cities still have no water.
The cold snap that made southern cities bundle up for temperatures below freezing this week is still plaguing infrastructure. Jackson, Mississippi, which infamously has suffered problems with its water systems, is struggling to fix busted pipes and mains. Airports in Birmingham and Atlanta also suffered burst pipes in the midst of dealing with stranded travelers. Memphis utilities are still advising customers to boil water or only use bottled water. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
A recount of votes has confirmed Democrat Chris Mays narrowly defeated Republican Abraham Hamadeh in the Arizona Attorney General's race. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The January 6th committee withdraws its subpoena of former President Trump.
The former president had time on his side, time that ran out. As the year comes to a close, so does the work of the committee. Mississippi Democratic Congressman Benny Thompson, who chairs the committee, says Trump's testimony is no longer needed. He's fired off a letter to the former president's attorneys saying that the committee no longer will be pursuing Trump. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Legal pot sales began in New York City today.
New York State's first legal recreational marijuana dispensary opens today in Manhattan. The first pot sales will be at the Housing Works Cannabis Company in Greenwich Village, which was awarded the contract. Proceeds from the dispensary sales will be used by the nonprofit to address HIV/AIDS and homelessness issues. New York decriminalized the possession of up to 3 ounces of marijuana in 2019 to adults 21 years of age or older for recreational purposes. In New York, I'm Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Tennessee police discovered dozens of dogs living in an abandoned home. Fox's Mary Corsetti reports.
An abandoned Tennessee residence in deplorable condition was home to 76 dogs, which were removed by local authorities. The Animal Rescue Corps was sent to the home to help the Dyer City Police Department with what was described as a large and urgent cruelty case. Officials say the property owners moved away and returned only to feed the animals, leaving them neglected with numerous untreated injuries and infections from overcrowding, fighting, and highly toxic ammonia levels. There were dogs of all ages and sizes, including puppies as young as 3 weeks old, pregnant mothers, and elderly dogs with dementia, all of them now being treated at a rescue center outside Nashville. Mary Corsetti, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.